Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Sukkah Nun Aleph. We begin on the last line on Nun Aleph Beis. Amar Rav Papa Ketanoi, we're in the midst of a discussion regarding the essence of the Shira performed by the Levim during routine Karbanis throughout the year, or during Simchas Beis HaSheva, all throughout these nights of Sukkahs. We have two elements: vocals, the choir, and we also have instruments. Now, which one is considered primary and which one secondary? We have machlokes. Some say ikar shira v'peh. What's primary? Vocals. The actual singing, that's the main element. Instruments, just to enhance the experience. Or some say ikar shira b'kli. Instruments are primary. Amar Rav Papa ki tanoi. This is actually going to be a machlikis tanoi. Which shayla? Whether ikar shira is peh or kli. We're going to have a mishnah, and we're going to conclude that apparently the shitas in this mishnah are based on this question. This nan avdei kohanim hayu. What was the identity of those playing those instruments during korbanos throughout the year? Avdei kohanim hayu divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, they were avadim, servants of Kayhan. Rabbi Yisraimer, they were Yisraelim, of pure lineage. Mishpachas based Hapigurim, this family. Umishpachas, this other family based Sipariah. Umay Am'um Hayu, they hailed from the town of Am'um. And also special about them, Shahayu Masin Lekuhuna. They had verified pure lineage, they had good yichus, from which Kayhan would marry. Kayhan would marry into these families. According to the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, Avadim played the instruments. According to Rabbi Yosi, Yisraelim, with verified Yichus. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, Levim Hayu. Actually, just as the singers were Levim, the instrument players as well. So three shittas. Levim, Yisraelim Miyuchasim, or even Avadim. What's the point of Machlekes? Maila Boka Miflegi. Let's assume that the Machlekes revolves around our question. The man, the Amar Avadim Hayu, the one that maintains, they were slaves. Kosover ikar shira bepeh. Vocals are the main element of shira. Music, just to enhance the vocals, and therefore anybody could do it, even Avadim. Uman, the Amar Levim Hayu, the one that maintains, players had to be Levim. Kosover, because he holds ikar shira bekli. Instruments are the primary element within the shira, and just as the singing had to be conducted by Levim, instrument playing as well. So apparently, their machlokes revolves around this question: what's primary, what's secondary within the shira arrangement? V'tispro, can you say that? What about that third shita? How are you going to explain that shita? The shita that requires Yisraelim with verified lineage. Rabbi Yosi Mekosavar, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Ikosavar, ikashira v'peh. He holds vocals are primary, and music is just secondary. Afilo avadim nami. And he would allow even Avadim to do that. He doesn't. If he holds that instrument playing is primary, then why does he allow Yisraelim Yuchasim, Levim in, Yisraelim Lai? Then only Levim should be allowed into that, and not Yisraelim. So what is he going to hold? You've sort of figured out the other shittas. Avadim, because Ikashira is Bepeh, instruments don't really play a pivotal role. The one that holds Levim, because Ikashira Bekli. What about the third shita? It says you don't need Levim, but you need Yisraelim Yuchasim. It's not really going to fit into your arrangement. The pshat must be different. Ella, rather. The Kuli Alma Ikar Shira Bepeh, all three of these shittas hold. Vocals are primary. So technically, anybody can do the instruments. Ubalka Miflugi and the Machlokes is simply as follows, regarding the actual circumstance. It's a factual Machlokes. The Mar Savar Hachi Ava Maas, one man the Amr says, well, this is exactly how they used to do it. And the opposing view maintains that factually it was different. But there isn't really a substantive machlekes between them. The Mainaf Kemina. So then what's the point of discussing this? Just discussing facts and stories? There's no halachic implication. There is a halachic implication. Lamalin miduchan liyuchsin ulamasa kemiflegi. It's a question of falsely identifying and certifying a fellow found on the Duchan, which was the stage upon which the Leviim would sing and play. So what happens if you see somebody on that stage? The question is, will you use that to verify his identity, to upgrade him further, to consider him to be perhaps a Levi with Maser Rishon privileges, or perhaps consider him to be of pure lineage, to allow Kohanim to marry into his family? The fact that he's standing on the Duchan, is that any indication whatsoever of his identity, of his kashrus? That's the point of discussion in this Mishnah. Lemalin, will somebody upgrade him? Will somebody certify him? Miduchan, from the fact that he's standing on the Duchan, leyuchsar lemaser, consider him to be a miyuchas, with pure lineage, or give him maser privileges, to consider him to be a Levi, kamiflagi. That's the point of the machlokes. Is there such a concern or not? And based on that, whether or not there's a concern, they would either be careful or not be careful with regards to who was standing on that duchan, so that he doesn't get falsely identified and certified. How does this work? Man de amar avadim hayu, the shita that says that avadim would stand on the duchan and play those instruments, he holds there's no concern of upgrading and identifying and certifying, because savar ein malin mid duchan leyuchsin, nobody would identify a fellow on the duchan as being a miyuchas, v'loy lemaser, and certainly not as being a levi with maser privileges. And therefore, a mayor says, "Is anybody on the duchan, even an eved? There won't be any false identification." Uman do amar Yisrael hayu, whereas the shita that says Rabbi Yosef says it needs to be Yisrael miyuchas on that duchan playing the music, because savar malin miduchan liyachsim. He holds that the very fact that a fellow is standing on the duchan, that indicates that he's a Yisrael miyuchas. That's just the way it is. The Iker Sugi really is elsewhere. Here we just have a brief synopsis of this Sugi. And the summary is like this, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that's a limited concern. They're going to perhaps upgrade him. They're going to give him certification as a miyuchas. Ma'alin miduchan liyuchsin. And therefore he says, you don't place anybody on the duchan who is not a miyuchas. Is not falsely identified as a miyuchas. Avaloy lemaser, but of course, they won't think that he's a levi who gets maser, and therefore, all you need is Yisrael miyuchas to avoid any confusion. And furthermore, Oman d'amar levim hayu, the third shita in the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, who maintains that only levim would play, because he holds a step further. Because savar malin miduchan, ben liyuchas and ben lemaser, he holds that when a fellow is sighted on that stage, the general perception is that he's not only a miyuchas, he's a levi who gets maser rishon privileges. And therefore, unless he's really a levi, don't place him on the duchan to avoid confusion. Okay, so that's the conclusion. We attempted to hinge this machlekes upon the earlier shaila of what's the ikar, what's the tafel when it comes to shira. Is it music? Is it vocals? The Gemara concluded, it's unrelated. Rather, is a question of identity, of false identity, of certification, of ma'alin. So we have three shitas regarding the players of those instruments. Avadim, because there's no concern of certification. Levim, there is very much a concern of certification to the point that people think he's a Levi. So make sure only Levim stand there. The middle shita, Yisrael miyuchasim, holds, perhaps people will consider him to be a Yisrael with pure yichas, but no more than that. Therefore, as long as he is a Yisrael miyuchas, you're safe. Now let's go back to yesterday's sugya. We had a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who said that instrument playing in the Beis Hamidosh is doiche Shabbos and doiche Yom Tov. And we say doiche, we don't mean that a melacha had to be done. Rashi and Tosis both point out it's a shvos de Rabbanon. One is not meant to play instruments today on Shabbos because it might come to a malach, it might come to repair it, to put it back into tune. And therefore, it would involve a malach. And therefore, it's asam d'rabban. In the Beis Hamikdash, where the Hakravas HaTamid, Hakravas HaKurbanis, were Doiche Shabbos V'yantav. We learn it from Psukim. Pasuk said, B'mayadah, it's meant to be brought in its time, irrelevant of the circumstance. Questions regarding the Shira, which usually accompanied the Tamid. Torah required Shira with a carbon. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, just as the vocals were necessary, music was necessary as well. And therefore, playing that instrument, having that orchestra performed during the Shira of Karbanis, is Doicha Shabbos. Chacham say, not at all. Instrument playing, that's not so crucial, that's not Doicha Shabbos. That's the Bryce that we had yesterday. What's the background, what's the rationale behind the Machlekes? So there was an Amira by the name of Rav Yosef, who explained as follows. According to his view, all agreed that by Simcha Space HaSheva, it doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos, it's just Simcha Yisera, it's not really part of the Korban, not part of the Avoida. There's no reason to do it on Shabbos. That's agreed upon by all Shittas. Beis HaSheva, Loi Dachi. The Machlekes was regarding Shira ala Korban throughout the year. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda held, when we have vocals and instruments, which one is primary, which one is secondary? Instruments are primary. They're an integral part of the Avoida. They perform as though they are clay sharis. And just as the Shechita, the Avoida itself, is Deicha Shabbos, instrument playing as well is Deicha Shabbos. Whereas the Chachamim say, Ika Shira Bepeh, vocals, they are primary. And therefore, there's no justification to play instruments on Shabbos. So in brief, according to Rav Yosef's approach, Beis HaSheva L'Kuli Am is not Deicha Shabbos. It's not an Avoida, it's not Hakrov. It's just an enhanced Simcha experience. Whereas by Hakrovas HaKarbon, it is mandated in HaTorah. One Shita says, the instruments play a pivotal role. They're crucial to the success of Shira and Deicha Shabbos. The other Shita says, no. Vocals are primary. Music, that's just secondary. And it's not Deicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to present an alternate explanation of this Machlokes Tanoim. Whether or not instrument playing in the Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos. V'Rabbi Yir Miyabar Abba Omar, he maintains as follows. Machlokes B'Shir Shel She'eva. He holds that both Tanoim concur with the concept of Ikar Shira B'Kli. Instruments are the ones that provide the Ikar Shira experience. That's Pashat. The Machlokes is B'Shir Shel She'eva. That's the question. Instrument playing during Simchas Beis HaSheva. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Savar Simcha Yisera Nami Deichas HaShabbos. He holds that since it's a Simchas Mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's part of the Mikdash's schedule, and it's Deichas HaShabbos. Rabbanan Sabri, Simcha Yisera? This enhanced Simcha experience ain't a Deichas HaShabbos. That's not really part of the Akrova, it's not Deichas HaShabbos. That's all. Machlokes revolves around Beis HaSheva. Aval b'shir shal karbon divrei hakoil avoidahi v'doiches haShabbos. Of course, instrument playing during avoida, during a karbon tamid, when they pour the wine, etc. Of course, that's an avoida. Instruments. Without instruments, you don't have music. You don't have shira. It brings out the soul of the music. Of course, it's part of the avoida and doiches haShabbos. So, according to this approach, all amaskim all agree that instrument playing is the primary element within the Shira experience. So when it comes to a carbon, of course it's Deicha Shabbos. The question is by Beis HaSheva. Since it's not really a Krovas HaKarbon, it's just a Simcha experience on account of the Nisach HaMayim and the Beis HaMikdash. According to one Shita, it's still going to be Deicha. According to the other, it's not. Whereas Rav Yosef, just to refresh that again, Rav Yosef, the first approach, took a different route. He said that by Beis HaSheva, of course, it's not going to be Deicha. The question is by Hakrovas HaKarbon. Going to one Shita, it's Deicha, because Ika Shira Bekli. Going to the other Shita, it's not Deicha, Ika Shira Bepeh. So in short, according to Rav Yosef, She'eva Kuliyam is not Deicha. By Karbon, we have a Machlokes. According to Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, the second version right here. By Karbon, all agree, it is Deicha, because instruments make the music. By She'eva, we have a Shiloh. Simcha Yisera, does it justify or not? Meisrei, listen to this kasha of Yosef from a Bryce. Shir Shosheva, Doiches HaShabbos, Divir Rav Yosef or Yehuda. A clear Bryce, which refutes Rav Yosef's approach. Even Shir Shosheva is Doiches HaShabbos, according to Rabbi Yosef or Yehuda, because Ika Shira Bekli. And even Simcha Space HaShoeva is considered enough, important enough, which requires a kalim, even on Shabbos. They disagree. They hold basically she'eva doesn't allow chilul Shabbos. It's a clear kasha on the first approach in the Gemara, which maintained that basically she'eva, according to all shittos, it's not doicha Shabbos. Tiyufta, that Rav Yosef, Tiyufta, it's pretty clear that Rav Yosef's opinion just became refuted. We've just proven that even by Shir Shashar Eva, going to this Tana, we have the allowance to use instruments. Okay, says the Gemara, perhaps let's completely refute Rav Yosef. Remember, Rav Yosef said two things. That by Shir Eva L'Kuliyam, it's not Teichah Shabbos. We've just asked on that. And number two, he said that even by Shir Shal Karban, where it's really part of the Akrava, we have a machlekes, whether or not Teichah Shabbos. Lema, let's have a kasha on the other aspect as well. We're going to prove that by carbon all agree it's Deicha Shabbos because Iker Shira Bekli, it's part of the Avoida. Lema Beshir Shashil Eva Hudipligi, perhaps. From this brisa, we can infer, we can make a diak. The Machlekes only applies to the Shir Shashil Eva. Avo Beshir Shal Carbon, but when it comes to a Shir of an ordinary carbon, the Verkal Deicha Shabbos all agree it's Deicha Shabbos because Iker Shira Bekli. Kalim makes the Shira. And by ordinary carbon, the Shira is part and parcel of the Akrova. Lema tihavet yuftad Rav Yosef betarati. If so, we're going to have a double kasha on Rav Yosef. Number one, what we've just proven, that even by Beis HaShe'eva, we have a Shita which says it's the Echad. Number two, the discussion only involves Beis HaShe'eva, but by an ordinary carbon where it's required, according to all shittas, Ika Shira Bekli and Tzeicha Shabbos, that's a double kasha of Yosef. Because he maintained that by She'eva, all agreed there's no Chilul Shabbos. He maintained that by carbon there's a machlekes. Amalach Rav Yosef, you know, Rav Yosef can respond not so fast. I understand you had one kasha on me, you disproved me on one account. You've proven that by Beis She'eva, there is a shita which allows. But perhaps Pligi Bishir She'eva, the same machlekes that applies by She'eva, v'huadin l'karbon will apply to carbon as well. Maybe by carbon there is also machlekes. Whether or not it's doicha, whether or not instrument playing is really crucial. V'haydeka miflagi b'shir she'eva. So why does the Brisa only present the machlekes during Beis She'eva, which perhaps would indicate that by carbon all agree it's mutter? Not necessarily. Lo'idiyecha k'ichad Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, just to highlight Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda's shita, da'afilu de'she'eva namidachi, that even the playing during she'eva's dachi. So that's the point of the brisa highlighting the Beis HaShe'eva. But perhaps the same discussion would apply to carbon as well, just as I maintained. Okay, so we haven't really proven him wrong on that account. Says the Gemara. But take a look at our Mishnah. Yesterday's Mishnah, Vaktani, Zehu Chalul Shal Beis HaShe'eva, She'ena Doicha, Lo Yis HaShabbos Lo Yis Yomtiv. Mishnah tells us that the instrument playing during She'eva doesn't override Shabbos or Yomtiv, right? Let's stop right there and make a diuk. Zehu De'ena Doicha. Apparently it's this type of playing which is not Doicha, Shabbos or Yomtiv, because it's only Beis HaShe'eva, which is only Simchi Yisera. It's not a crucial element of Hakrova or Karban. Apparently, Avol the carbon doicha, if it would be something higher ranking, like Shira during a carbon, of course it would be doicha. Now let's analyze whose Shita is this. Mani, who is this? He named it Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Is it Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? Ha'amar Shir She'eva nami doicha. Does Rabbi Yosi say that even She'eva is doicha Shabbos, as we just brought in the Braisa? So it can't be him speaking. Elav Rabbanon, apparently it's Rabbanon who say that Simcha Yisera of She'eva doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. But we had a diuk to indicate that Shira Shel Karbon is Deicha Shabbos. So it's pretty clear that when it comes to Karbon, there's no machlek, there's no discussion. Of course it's Deicha Shabbos. V'tiyufta de Rav Yosef v'tarati tiyufta. We have a double refutation on Rav Yosef. We've just proven that A, when it comes to She'eva, we have machlekes. And this is in contrast to Rav Yosef, who maintained that by She'eva, there's no Chilul Shabbos according to all Shittas. And number two, when it comes to a carbon, which is the Ikar Akrava, where the music plays a crucial role in presenting that Shira, all agree it's Deicha Shabbos. And this once again is a stira to Rav Yosef, who maintained that by carbon we have Machlokes. what's primary, what's secondary. It's pretty clear. All agree. Instruments are primary and are considered part of the akrava and the Deicha Shabbos. So in summary, regarding the Shaila, whether or not Kli Shir is something which is Deicha Shabbos, we had Rav Yosef, we had Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. According to Rav Yosef, by carbon where it's really part of the Avodah, we have Machlekes. One Shita says, well, vocals are primary, music, it's only secondary, and it's not the Deicha Shabbos. The other Shita says, Ikar Shira B'Kli, that's the Ikar. And therefore, it's part of the Avodah in Deicha Shabbos. Regarding Beis HaShe'eva, which is only a Simcha Yisera experience, all agree it's not Deicha Shabbos. The Maskar of the Gemara was that Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba's approach is correct. Who maintains that by the carbon, which is Avodah, all agree it's Deicha Shabbos, because Ikar Shira B'Kli. And the Keli makes the Shira. Whereas by Beis HaShe'eva, which is only Simcha Yisera, here we have a Machlekes. Does it justify or not? Okay, so we had these Shitas here. We just concluded they all hold Ikar Shira B'Kli. And earlier on the Amud, we discussed several Shitas regarding who played the music. And the Gemara concluded there that Ikar Shira B'Peh. So it does seem to be a point of discussion between Tanoim. I think Gemara is going to go to try to investigate the basis for this machlekes. Says the Gemara, "My taima demanda Omar ikar shira bekli." What's the reason to say that the instrument is what makes the shira? We learn it from a pasuk. Chesiv ayoyim cheskiyo. Cheskiyo instructed lahalos oilam mizbeach to bring up the oilam. Ubeis heichel oilam. Once the oilam started being brought, heichel shira Hashem. The shira began. How? The shir and the trumpets. The trumpets were meant to blow. They went to use for blowing the tkiya and the truah. It wasn't really an instrument, a playing instrument, music instrument. So the shir Hashem and the chatzoitres began playing. Vayidei klei David melech Yisrael. So we see that shir is brought about by the klei David melech Yisrael, by the instruments. They are instrumental in producing the shira. That's a riot, the ikah shira b'kli. My time with the mandama ikashira repair. What's the reason for the other mandama that vocals are primary? Who does he know that from? The chsiv, from a pasuk. Vahike echod the machatz tzirim, ulam asherim lashmiya kol echod. The machatz tzirim, those that blew trumpets for the tkiya and the truah and the tkiya, wasn't really music oriented. It was just the tkiya, like the shofar, and the masherim, the singers. They joined together for Koil Echot. So the fact that we don't find any instruments in this pasuk, find the Shirim. Apparently, vocals, choir, is sufficient for Shira. Vidach Nami, what does this Mandama do with the other pasuk, Oksiv, Ayayim, Cheskiyo, where we find instruments as part of the Shira? Hacheka Amar, this is what the pasuk means. Heichel Shir Hashem bepeh. The Shir Hashem was initiated by vocals. They Klei David Melech Yisrael. They came along. The instruments came along. The Bsumi Kala to enhance the Koil, the vocals and the voices. But the Iker Shira is produced by peh. V'idach Nami Yoksiv Ayhi Keechad L'Machatz Tzirim V'L'Mashirim. What the other mandama do with this pasuk, which indicates that Shira is produced by vocals. Just the opposite. The pasuk is comparing vocals, mishayrim, to machatz tzirim, which are really instruments. Ma machatz tzirim b'kli, just as the machatz tzirim, the blowers, would use a kli, a trumpet, af mishayrim b'kli. Likewise, mishayrim, the singers, would take advantage of kalim. Meaning, the shir is produced by kalim, by instruments. Okay, so that's the machlokes. What's the primary element and what's the secondary element within the shir arrangement? Is it the vocals or the instruments? Continues the Mishnah. Mishal ro'a simcha space sheva. One who never experienced this intense joy, which was exhibited during simcha space sheva, this deep spiritual joy, ro'a simcha miyamav. You know what? He never really experienced true simcha. So what was it about? B'moitzah yom tov rishon shachak on Motzei, first day Sukkos, yordu le'ezus nashim, they all went down to the Ezus nashim in the Beis HaMikdash. U'mesaknen sham tikun gadol, and they corrected something, they modified. A great tikkun, the Gemara will explain, this means they rearranged the scene to make a proper separation between men and women. So we have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have the Heichal, we have the Ezras Yisrael, and then we have the Ezras Noshim. That was the Beis HaMikdash. Around that we had the Harabayis. So we went down towards the Ezras Noshim. That's where the celebration took place, in the Ezras Noshim. Menorah Shel Zav Hayu Sham. There were these menorahs, these candelabras. Va'arba Sfalim Shel Zav B'Rashem. Each one featured four buckets into which they would pour oil and light a big a torch. Va'arba Sulamais L'Ka'echad V'Echad. Each menorah had four ladders, one ladder per bucket. V'arba Yiladim M'Pirchei Kehuna. Upon which four young kahanim would climb up. Ubidem Kadim Shel Mev Esrim Logan. Their hands would be holding these buckets, which would contain 120 lug of oil. Shein Matilin L'Chosefel V'Sefel, which they would pour into the buckets. The Gemara explains it was actually 30 lug per bucket. So every menorah had four buckets, a ladder per bucket. A youngster would climb up with a 30-lug bucket, which he would empty into that seifel on top, and they would light it. How would they light it? What would they use for wicks? Mibloy mechnasei kehanim umehem yenein. They would take these worn-out mechnasayim of the kehanim, and their girdles, their belts, meyehen oyim afkin, they would use those to tear them apart and form them into wicks. Ubehen oyim adlikin, and use them for wicks. And it was so light, the illumination would spread out. There wasn't a single courtyard which wasn't affected by the light exuding forth from the Ur Beis HaSheva. The Irun Yaakov explains that the menorah here was a siman of Torah, Kiner Mitzvah of a Torah Ur, and they had four buckets on top to indicate the four chalakim of Torah, pshat, remez, drush, and soid. The Mariach and Mishnah says 120 lug corresponded to the 120 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spent up in Shemaim to bring down the Torah, and perhaps the point of 50 amos, which the Gemara say it was actually 50 amos high, was connected to the chamishim sharibina, which the Torah consists of. In any case, we had a great illumination, and now it was time to celebrate. V'chassidim v'anshei maaseh, chassidim and people of good deeds, hayu meraktim b'fneihem, they were the performers. They didn't have clowns there. Tzaddikim were the ones who presented the simcha shel mitzvah. They would dance bavukos shel or b'yadein with these torches. Rashi says some had four, some had eight torches, and they would juggle them with great talent. V'ayimrim l'fneihem divrei shirois v'shushpachos, and they would be busy all night. Speaking divrei shirat tishbacha, his praise and song to Hashem. Valavim, and the Levim were engaged in playing those instruments. Biki noiris, harps, benavalim, lyres, metal time, cymbals, b'chatzoytzeres, trumpets, ubekle shir b'lo misper, an endless amount of instruments. Al chamesh esrei malus, where was the stage? Those are the 15 steps. Hayordos me'ezrus yisrael ezus nashim, which take you from ezrus yisrael down to ezus nashim. 15 steps. Keneged chamesh esrei malus. Or Shira Malos, Shabbat Tehillim. The 15 steps were built corresponding to the 15 chapters of Tehillim, which begin with the word Shira Malos. Shal Aleim Levim, Oimdin Mekle Shira, upon which the Levim would stand with their instruments, Va'oimrim Shira, and would express Shira to Hashem. Now, Marsha explains why specifically on the why were there 15 steps connected to Shira Malos. He says that when David HaMelech had to ask Hashem to bring back the water, which was hidden in the depths of the underground, he said 15 times Shira Malos, and each Shira Malos brought up another level. And therefore, on Sukkot, in Shimchas Beis HaSheva, which was the carbon of Nisach HaMayim, where we ask Hashem for Brach and Shefa, specifically rainfall and Mayim, so the Shira and the Simcha would take place on these 15 steps to bring about a corresponding Ava from Hashem to us, and a Shefa of Brach and a Shefa of Mayim. So this took place all throughout the night. Come morning, it was time to draw the water. Va'amdu shnei kehanim, v'shara elyin, two kehanim would position themselves near the upper gateway. So as you leave the Ezra's Yisrael, there was a gateway, down 15 steps into Ezra's Noshim. And if you continue forward, it would take you out to the Shar HaMizrach, the easternmost gate out of the Beis HaMikdash. So two Kohanim would position themselves b'shar elyon at the upper gate on top of the steps. She yored me ezrus yisroel, ezrus nashim, which takes you down to ezrus nashim. Mashnei chatz soisus b'yedeim, holding on to two trumpets. Korah ha-gever, once the gever called out, some explain this is the rooster crowing, taku v'yiru v'taku, the Kohanim would blow through their trumpets, atkia, atru, atkia. As we explained earlier, this was an expression of simchosh after my mesasim. Higiu l'mala asirus, they started down the steps. When they got to step number 10, once again they repeated, taku v'yiru v'taku. They continued down again, higiu l'azor, and they got to the floor of the Azor's Ezra's Nashim. Once again, they repeat, Taku v'yiru v'taku. And this third tekiah was a tekiah gadol. They would just blow and blow as they walked towards the eastern exit of the Beis HaMikdash. Hayu toikim v'holchen ad shemagin l'shar ha'yotzim Mizrach, until they get to the shar, taking them out from the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash. Higiyu l'shar ha'yotzim v'mizrach, once they got to that entranceway, hafchu pnei l'mizrach l'mar. They turned back around, faced Mara, faced the Heichal, faced the Beis HaMikdash, and they declared, Avi Yisenu, our forefathers, Shayu B'Makim Hazeh, who dwelled in this Beis HaMikdash back during Bais Rishon, they were not so loyal to you. They rebelled against you. Achireim al Heichal, their backs were positioned El HaHeichal, Upaneim Kedma, and their faces were towards the east, Umishtachvim Kedma al HaShemesh, bowing to the sun, they did have a desire, but us, we're totally committed to you, V'anu L'ka Einenu, our eyes are set towards you, Hashem, Rabbi D'Oimer, they would repeat for emphasis, HaYushainin, they would repeat, V'Oimrin, Anu L'ka, U'L'ka Einenu, Tanu Rabban, Misha L'Ira, Simcha Aspeis HaSheva, one who didn't have the yischus of experiencing this intense joy, of Simchas Beis HaSheva, Lo Yiro'o Simcha Miyamav, he never really experienced true joy. Likewise, Misha Lo Yiro'o Yerushalayim B'Tifarta, one who never had the experience of seeing Yerushalayim in its glory and its beauty, Lo Yiro'o Krach Nechman B'Olam, he should know that he never really experienced a true beautiful city. Misha Lo Yiro'o Beis HaMikdash B'Vinyanai, one who never saw the Beis HaMikdash standing, Lo Yira Binyan before me Olam, he never really, really experienced a beautiful architectural structure. Mai, now which Mikdash are we speaking about? The first base of Mikdash built by Shlomo, the second one built by Nehemiah, or after renovations that Hurdus did? At which stage are you referring to? Amar Abai, the third stage. Vitema, some say Rav Chisda, Zebinyan Hurdus, referring to the base of Mikdash Hasheni after renovations by Hurdus, which was truly beautiful. But my bani, what materials did he use to build that Beis HaMikdash? Amar Rava, Ba'avnei Shisha. He used all types of colored marbles. Ba'avnei Shisha, this greenish marble, Umarmer, and this whitish marble. Ikad Amar, some say, three types of marble. Ba'avnei Shisha, greenish marble, Kuchla, bluish marble, Umarmer, and white. Afik Shafa V'ayel Safa. When he put the marble in, so one row was a bit in, one row was a bit out, to give it some grabbing space, so that the the plaster can tack on, because he planned on coating it with gold. He figured, let me plate the walls with gold, really royal and beautiful. Rabban advised him otherwise, you know what, leave it alone. Natural is beautiful. Shavke, leave it alone. It looks even nicer just leaving it like this, these different colored marble stones really present that kaleidoscope of panoramic coloring. It's beautiful. The Meschazik Advas of the Yama, it appears like rolling waves at the sea. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Misha Leira, the Yuf Lustan. Rashi says this is a combined word. Du is two, double. Plu is like metropolitan. Plu is a place for leaders, for sarim, an important place. Stun denotes a building or an area designed as a stub. We had that in the Harabais. Stub is a place where there are platforms, benches, a gathering area, stadium. So whoever see this, Dup Lustun, Shalaxandria, which was situated in Alexandria, Shalmitzrayim, which was their community center, serving the Jewish community, this was this most grand, beautiful community center. You meant to know, you never really experienced the true glory of Yisrael. Amru, they described it as follows. Kimin besilki g'day l'hoysa. It appeared like this beautiful, big, stadium. It's big, huge area, big, huge structure. Lefnim, stav lefnim yistav, which featured a double row, double circle of benches and platforms. And look how many people can get in there. Pa'amim shahayu ba, let's skip the brackets. Keflayim kiyotim mitzrayim, sometimes they can have as many people who equal double. They would double of the number of people leaving Mitzrayim. So instead of 600,000, there was 1,200,000 people in this stadium. V'hayu ba ayin alef katedroi shel zav, in which there were 81 of these royal seats, golden seats, keneged ayin alef shel Sanhedrin gedol. They made their own Sanhedrin there. By the way, we're speaking about the Yisraelim that ran away at the end of Churban Bayis Rishon. They went to Mitzrayim, and they were warned not to do that, and they were actually punished. And in any case, they built themselves up a real successful community, and very grand, and very royal, very wealthy. So they had a Sanhedrin, which they appointed for their service. So they had 71 of these seats, keneged ayin alef shel Sanhedrin gedola, corresponded to the 71 zakenim, the Bach. Modifies the Lashon HaGemara, instead of Sanhedrin Gedola, he puts in the word Zakenim. So it wasn't really Sanhedrin Gedola, it was just 71 Zakenim who served for their in their Bezdin. Kol achas v'achas, every one of these seats was so grand, einam chusam me'eshrim v'echad riboy kikrezov. The guy takes out the word, Hagoyis HaGoyah takes out the word riboy. So it was actually a bit less. So it wasn't less than 21 kikri zav, made from 21 of these kikri, is an amount of zav, I think it's 60 mana. So it was a huge amount of gold used in constructing these seats. So this was a real display of pomp and grandeur. Ubima shel eitz b'emse isa, in the midst of this community center, you had this wooden stage, v'chazan ha'kneses oymed aleh, upon which the shul attendant would stand. Now, when the chazan would get to the point of amen, there were many people who were out of earshot. So how would they know when to respond? So the chazan of Knesset would give them a signal. Vasudarim biyadei, with a flag in his hand. V'kivin sheyigel anes amen, once they got to the point that were meant to answer amen to the shliach tzibur, halav meinef besudar, this fellow would raise up his cloth, his flag, v'kolam oyin amen, upon which everybody would respond with a thundering amen. It was a very organized system. They wouldn't be sitting just mixed, the blacksmith with the goldsmith. Everybody sat according to his profession. They had it all sectioned off. They wouldn't sit mixed up. Ella, Zahavin b'fnei atzmon, the goldsmith, smiths, would sit on their own. V'kasofin b'fnei atzmon, and the silversmiths would sit on their own. V'napochin b'fnei atzmon, and the metal workers, the blacksmiths, would sit on their own. The tarasim b'fnei atzman, likewise, the copper workers would sit on their own. The garadim b'fnei atzman, and finally, the weavers would have their own section. Ogshe'ani nichnas, what was so beneficial about this system? Very poshut. It was very helpful for a laborer. He knew where to go to get some work. Ogshe'ani nichnas sham, when a poor person comes in there looking for work in his field, Hayamakir Balayum Nasi. He would take a look and figure out where the employer is sitting, those that are engaged in his type of work. Viniftin Lasham, and he would take a turn to that direction. Umusham Parnasasoy or Parnasan Shabesoy, he would gain employment and get Parnas for himself and his family. Amar Abaye, they all met a very sad ending. Vikulu Katlinu Alexandrus Moikton. Alexandrus Moikton killed them all out. My time of Yanshu, why do they deserve punishment? Mishum da avri ha'ikrob, because they transgressed this pasuk, which warns against living in Mitzrayim. Lo yisay sifun loshav baderech hazeoid. You're not meant to go back to Mitzrayim. V'hinu adur asu, and they returned. So eventually they were killed out. I ask many mefarshim, what about the Rambam who lived in Mitzrayim? What about other tzaddikim who lived in Mitzrayim? They were over on this pasuk. The many terutzim, the Ritva says, the pasuk is referring to a time when Yisrael was still in the Beis HaMikdash, still in Eretz Yisrael. So then, you meant to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and don't downgrade yourself, don't live in Mitzrayim, a place where they lead a very unacceptable lifestyle, a place of Zima. So when Eretz Yisrael is occupied by Yisrael, then going to Mitzrayim is a real severe downgrade. You're not meant to do that. But in a time of Golas, when Yisrael dispersed throughout the throughout all the countries. In any case, there's no preference to one country over the other. So what happened to Alexandrus? He also, when he arrived in Mitzrayim, Ashkechinu, he encountered them, the Havu Kor B'Sifra. He sees that they're reading a Sefer Torah. And what are they reading? The Pasuk in Teichacha, in Dvarim. He says, Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachak. Hashem will bring upon you a foreign nation to destroy you. Omar, he started thinking, Michti, let me analyze what happened here. Hahu Gavra, this person, is referring to himself, this fellow had plans. Boy Lameisi Sfinta. Basor Yami, he was planning a 10-day boat trip to get to Mitzrayim. What happened? He had Kvitzas HaDerech. Dal Yezika. Suddenly a wind came along, and the wind effect hastened his trip. It expedited considerably. V'asi Sfinta b'chamsha yomi. Instead of being a 10-day trip, it became a 5-day trip. It was cut in half. So he figured, it must be a gzira of Hashem, and he's justified in what he's planning on doing. Nafa alayu, he attacked him, katlinu, he killed him. We spoke about the Tikkun Gadol, which took place in the Ezra's Noshim, in preparation for Simchas Beis HaSheva, Matzoy Yontev v'chul. My Tikkun Gadol was this great enhancement, which was done in preparation for Simchas Beis HaSheva. Omar b'lozor k'oysa shashaninu, as we learned in the Mishnah in Midas, Chalok k'oysa b'rishon, initially the walls of Ezra's Noshim were smooth, no structure, no balcony. V'kifuo gezustra, eventually they surrounded it with a gezustra. Xustra, these beams coming out of the walls upon which they would place planks to support the Nashim who would observe from the top. The Skinu, and they instituted Sheyu Nashim Yoishvis Milamalo, Vanashim Milamata, women should be on top, the men on bottom, this way they're in separate domains, and there's no mingling, and that maintains the integrity of the Simcha, the purity of the Simcha as Beis HaSheva. Okay, let's do a brief chazar of today's daf. Who were the monognum on that stage throughout the Karbanes, throughout the year? Three shittas. We have one shita which says Avadim. The Gemara concludes because he holds there's no concern of false identification. In any case, we don't certify anybody standing on the Duchen, whether it's as far as Yichas, as far as Maaser. The other shita says Yisrael Miyuchasim had to do it because we're going to falsely certify you as a Yisrael Miyuchas. According to the other shita, Levim Hayu, because we are Ma'ala. From Duchen to Yuchsin and Masters. We concluded that the correct approach to the discussion between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabban, whether or not Israel playing Zeicha Shabbos, pertains only to Simchas Beis HaSheva, because it was merely Simcha Yisera, and the question is whether that's Zeicha Shabbos. Is that an important enough part of the Beis HaMidosh procedure for which the Chacham would suspend their Shavuos of playing instruments on Shabbos or Yontov? Yes or no. But when it comes to a carbon, of course, instruments make the song, instruments produce the Shira, and since the carbon is Deicha Shabbos, any avoida associated with the carbon is Deicha Shabbos, including orchestral performance. We had the Mekaris for the Shita which says Ika Shira v'peh, for the Shita of Ika Shira v'kli. We went on to describe Simchas Beis HaSheva, which involved lighting these menorahs, which illuminated the entire city. Chasidim would be the ones dancing, the Levim playing the Klei Shir without any end, without any number. And the Gemara told us that whoever missed the Simchas Beis HaSheva experience missed Simcha. Whoever didn't see Yerushalayim missed a beautiful city, missed the Beis HaMikdash, missed a beautiful structure. You didn't see that community center in Alexandrius. You missed that on Kvod HaShel Yisrael, and concluded with Tikkun Gadol, the balconies erected to create that separation between the Anoshim and Anoshim to maintain the purity of Beis HaSheva. Kol Tov to you and much Hatzlachah.